Hello and welcome to Watch What Crap Is, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Yo Roths. Hi everybody, welcome to the show. I'm Ronnie and that is Ben over there. Hello Ben.
Hi Ronnie, how's it going?
Good, good. Glad to have you home. Glad you're safe and sound. Even though a little rusty, your croak is a little rusty from the cove.
I got a little COVID thrip going on here. Thank you. In case anyone didn't hear yesterday's episode, thank you to everyone who has reached out and sent well wishes. And I really appreciate it. It was like very, very sweet to be lying there in bed and everyone sending nice little messages or posts wishing me to get better. I'm a COVID person. I'm testing positive and like rudely positive. Like when I did the, you know, like when you do like a home test, you got to like put the thing in your nose and you put it in the thing and then you do a dropper. It's like four drops in the well. And then you got to sit there and wait for 15 minutes because at the end of 15 minutes, no sooner, no later than you look for the lines. Okay. That's what they always say. Well, I feel like this is rude because like I did my little drops, and as like the liquid is sort of like scrolling up the paper, like the line just appears immediately. It's like, oh, you're not even going to give me any hope that I'm going to be negative. You're just immediately like, no, don't even bother. Don't even go any further. Just immediately a positive
jeez, test. You're like seeped in COVID.
I'm like real COVID. I'm like,
you're like marinated like, in COVID.
I was like, is it okay? I'm on day five. Can I come out of quarantine? It's like, no. No, you can absolutely cannot. It's against maritime law. So
Billy's anyway. Like, who marinates their bends in COVID? Gross.
I don't like her. I don't like that test. I just don't like her attitude, okay? But anyway, thank you honestly, everyone. And thank you, Ronnie, for doing all that extra work last week.
Oh, God, I think everyone should give Ronnie
a big round of applause. Christ thanks for Ron sake. Bailey also for subbing in on Southern Charm. You guys are heroes.
Oh, Ben. A fallen soldier. So, yeah, actually, I went to Lowe's the other day. I had to get something from Lowe's, and they had parking for injured, injured service people. And I was like, Ben parking. That's Ben parking.
Oh, please. I mean, I like to think that I'm always, like, injuring myself in service, but I definitely will not conflate myself with those who are doing actual service for this country.
Yeah, I know. But I saw it, and I was like, poor Ben.
Well, no, I'm really excited for our bonus episode this week, because I'm excited to wait. I have, like, very specific opinions about The Bear, which is the show that I binged during this time. And I'm going to weigh in. But today is all about Below Deck Med.
Well, today we're discussing a bear who's cooking, and his name is Chef. Chef whatever yes. his face is, who was bullied. Just in case anyone was wondering. In case anybody needed to know, this gorgeous guy has been bullied. I love when gorgeous people on TV are like, oh, I was bullied. Shut up, you're hot. Okay, I don't want to hear it. I want to hear it if you're still kind of being bullied. You know, like I feel like I can say I was bullied because I still feel bullied in Home Goods. You know, I feel bullied every time I look at like a pillow and people are like, really, you need to lay down more. I feel like that's what they're thinking. You know, I still feel mentally bullied by inside voices at Home Goods. You don't get to complain about being bullied, hot person.
Yeah. But it did continue Below Deck Med's new tradition of wedging in strange backstory to random moments. It's like, do we have any more salt? Any more salt in the pantry? It's funny because growing up, I lived in a broken household and I would cry so hard that my tears would hit the floor and evaporate and all that would be left would be salt. So when I ask for salt, I think about those moments.
I just have to point out, this is not a new tradition. This has been,
I know, but I feel like
this
I'm
has
really
been what
noticing.
The show is, but I love that you're just discovering. It's like when you've been married to somebody for a long time and you just notice the way they sign their name. And you're like, that is so cute. Did he just like put a circle for his dots on his eyes? I've never even noticed he did that. God, I wish we could get married all over again.
No, I mean, I've definitely noticed it. I just feel like on this season, it's just so flagrant. Like it's just the segues are so... They don't make sense. It's literally like someone picks up a cough drop and it's like, well, this reminds me of when I was bullied as a child and that's why I lived in a van for 10 years. And you're like, what? That has nothing to do with this.
It's also Very Big Brother, you know, because that show's on right now, and there
we'll it talk is about very. That.
It's like, you know, I'm so mad that someone ate all the Cheetos. It is hard being a woman in finance. It is so hard being a woman in finance. And you're like, what? And then violins start playing and everyone's crying. You're like, what is going on here? It's Cheetos. We're talking about Cheetos.
Oh, my God. So anyway, yeah, Below Deck Med. I don't think there's anything else to announce today. So the other thing that we have to announce is that still working on these accents. This will be a real fun adventure. So the episode opens up.
Oh, no. And another thing we have to announce is we're doing a Game of Thrones podcast called Winter is Crappening, which we've done before. But we are going to start with this new House of Dragons, House of the Dragon or House of whatever, with all the blonde people. So we'll be doing that starting in August. So come listen to that. Okay. So today, Below Deck Mediterranean is the second day. And this is where the boat starts tipping over while Storm is taking out the tinder in front of it and just like looking back while the city burns, you know, like the little girl in the meme.
I know. And how upset were the producers, by the way, congratulations on being Emmy nominated. How upset were the producers that this big set piece moment that was like the cornerstone of the trailer happens at the first episode? I mean, you know, at least like when Captain Glenn hits the dock, it's midway through, or, you know, like anything else happening, like at least there's buildups so that way all season long you can't wait. When Ashton gets pulled into the water, it's like we waited 8 episodes. It's like, oh, it's finally happening. And here it's just like, oh, man, already? Wow.
There were fewer versions of Below Deck back then. I think now they're producing so many versions of Below Deck that it's just like a soap opera schedule. You know, they're only like 2 days ahead of us in recording. Like this stuff happened last week. You know, they just keep churning it out. Like, listen, we need more people vacuuming. I don't care. Let's have a version in Alaska. I don't give a fuck. Just have people iron. I need ironing drama every day.
Yeah, and we still haven't gotten to the other big drama of the trailer, which is Sandy hitting one of the dolphins. But they are definitely hyping that one up because it's like so much dolphin talk. I mean, I fucking hate those dolphins. I am like so mad that they exist. I think they are built wrong. I'm saying it right now to the maritime industry. If you're gonna put in little things for the parking spots, make them out of rubber. Okay, I hate them. Don't do that.
Yeah, I feel like those were designed by people who just failed their boating test and couldn't get their captain's license, and so now they're like punishing all the captains out there. It's like, oh, really? I can't ride a boat. Neither can you.
Also, why do they even need them? Like, put out some little floaties or something, right? Like the little balls that they put out. You know,
Listen, I don't need fucking anarchy, okay? Like, don't drag me into your anarchist boat life, sir.
Well, we don't have, like, giant poles at every parking spot that we park our cars into. Just put out, like, we just need little balls, you know, like when they say, like, this is the area where you can swim in, put that out there for the boats.
Oh, great. Next thing we know, Ben is going to be tarn feathering maritime law, okay? Is that what I need?
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know why you need to have these big-ass bulky pinball machine things right in the middle of the ocean that are going to ruin these ships.
To torture Sandy. And I also wish they weren't called dolphins, because every time you say Sandy hit the dolphin, I'm like, God, fuck Sandy, man. Fuck Sandy hitting a dolphin.
Do you know there's a dolphin? Some dolphin found its way up a river in Connecticut. There's a dolphin in Connecticut right now. I'm like, some waspy-ass dolphin. Looking for, I don't know what they're looking for, but like, sir, you were in the wrong place.
I'm just looking for a house with columns. I just need a house with columns for no reason. That's how I think every house looks there. Okay, so we're still at the beginning. Okay, so the boat is tipping over and stuff is flying off the bar, and they really love that stuff sliding off the bar thing because they keep cutting back to it and showing it over and over again, like it's still happening anew, you know?
It's a great shot because those bottles, they're like, guys, this is our moment. Let's make it count. They like fall over like dominoes. They roll over. They crash. They get to the bottom. They roll around. The only one who doesn't participate, I've said this before, I'll say it again, the only one who does not participate is the Red Vines, because Red Vines just, it falls over and then it just sits there. Like, I'm done. I did my part. I wasn't part of this plan. I'm a team player, but I don't like it.
So the captain's like, we lost our stabilizers, we lost our stabilizers. And then Ray, Telly Savalas, is like, hey, something's going on. Let me have a look. You think, Ray?
You think, Ray? You think something's going on? Did you notice the red vines on the floor? What do you...
I noticed something was wrong when I couldn't get my red vine as I reached for it.
All right. Oh, God. What part of your bloody feet, because you walked through broken glass to get here, made you think that something was up, Ray? Come on.
So Natasha's helping in the kitchen, and they're screaming, and now there's smoke in the kitchen because everything's flying around. And Billy is like, are we really tipping? And I was like, you know what, Billy? I've only known you for a day, but my guess is no, you're not going to be tipping. I have a very big feeling about Billy and his tips.
Yeah. So Sandy explains, you know, stabilizers are fins that stop the boat from moving from side to side, and losing stabilizers is very dangerous. The crew could get hurt. A guest can fall over and bop their head. Someone could wake up from a nap. Branzino can fall on the floor. Branzino can bop you on the head. Someone could bop the Branzino on the head. Really, anything could happen.
You could get your hand stuck in the toilet, and then someone turns it on and chops your hand all to shreds. I mean, who knows? You know,
without a stabilizer. It got real dark.
Without a stabilizer, a bird could crash into the engine, and then we'd fall to the ground. Okay? Look at that. She's just saying nonsensical things at this point.
We could head right into the jaws of the monster.
Without stabilizers, Hannah might still have a job. Really, if you think about it that way. Stabilizers really are disruptors. So she gets Ray in.
The fins.
She gets Ray in, and she's like, can we use our stabilizers? And he's like, the whole boat runs off a stabilizer system. So if one stabilizer goes down, Twizzlers go on the ground. Do you understand me?
Oh, we're in a real pickle, aren't we? No. We're in a Twizzler. Oh, I see what you did there.
So everyone's like running around, and now they've got the stabilizer working or whatever. And so everyone's cleaning up. And so Reagan's like, everyone needs to clean. You need to clean. Everyone clean. And then sits down and starts smoking. I mean, what the hell, Reagan? Listen, I'm a smoker. I mean, a vapor now. Okay, which I guess is just as bad, but except that I'll do it right in your face, right in the mall now. So I guess it's worse. But girl, even I would work. What the hell are you doing?
Oh, she cracks me up. She's so inept. So then Sandy goes to the guests and she's like, oh God, I'm going on vacation. I got bopped by a Branzino back there. It was crazy. Oh, well, so here's how this all works. Okay. The boat is a hybrid. Okay. So one cooling system for everything. And when the cooling system starts heating up, it systematically starts shutting units down, which shuts down our stabilizers. So, anyway, you could feel safe for the rest of your journey that we're on this strangely designed boat that everything can go haywire if it gets a little warm.
You know, this boat is like our good friend Ronnie. When there's no cooling, he starts shutting down organ by organ until there's nothing left and he's completely dead. Okay, air conditioning, everybody. Got it? They're like, wait a minute. Hey! And Billy's like, well, glad you told me, because I've been like waiting for somebody to tell me what happened.
And it cuts to Kaftan Gay, and he's just angry. He's like,
Kaftan Gay is my favorite now, by the way. He's been my favorite. His reactions are so funny. Also, there's a lot of hybrid blaming. I've seen this bumper sticker a couple times in Texas. It's like, I've seen it, but I forgot what it says. But it's something like, no fucking Prius. Like, Prius is for pussies or whatever. You know, like, they hate the Prius. And it reminds me of this. She's like, well, this boat's a hybrid, so God bless her. You know, hope everybody enjoys boating on USS Redheaded Stepchild. Okay, we all hate her, but we got to ride her. Because, you know, we're on water.
We've unfortunately hit several whales because we're a very quiet boat on behalf of being a hybrid. So apologies for that, too. That's why.
Yeah, you remember when Priuses came out and they're like, my, you know, I got hit in the street. I didn't even hear the car. Well, you have to also rely on your eyeballs when you're in the street.
Yeah. But yeah. So
they had to put like deer whistles or something on them. It's like, wow, ever since I got a Prius, I have not seen a deer, which is just so weird. Every time a Prius comes down the road, you just see deer scattering.
That'd be my
jumping dream. Off of you're bridges into the water.
Selling me on the car, to be honest. Oh, all those deer, they got bopped in the head with Branzinos. So Sandy's like, okay, Reagan, toys, wave runners, whatever you can put in the water right now. And so then there's just more cleaning. There are so many Keurig pods on the floor. There are so, or maybe those may have actually been Nespresso. I'm not sure. But like, I've never seen so many before. I was like, they do have to make a lot of espresso martinis on this boat, don't they?
For some reason, they have Nespresso machines on these boats. Like, they seem to all have them, right? Because remember Captain Sandy had that boat that one time that she's like, look at the Nespresso art. And all of the little pods were like into art. They were in some kind of artistic, I don't know. Anyway, I'm just wondering, yeah. Why yeah. Nespresso? Why? You know, I like my Keurig because my Keurig's a huge victim because whenever I have like one of those single serve Keurig things. And whenever you make a Keurig, it does the normal sounds like. And then, you know, it sounds like it's slowly peeing as it makes your coffee. Yeah. But then after it's done, after it's done for like 5 minutes, it goes. It cries. It's the weirdest fucking thing, and it doesn't.
Well, I actually have had two of these machines. I had Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf had. I don't know if they still have it, but they had a version. And back in when I was like blogging a lot, I was a whore for free shit. So I definitely got free one of those, and it was really fun. And then Michelle Collins when she moved back to New York. She gave me her Nespresso machine. I was like, oh, cool. I'm going to upgrade my CBTL to this. So the Nespresso machine, I was like, ooh, and it's fancy. And I was like, oh, well, first I've got to get my Nespresso pods. So I went to the Nespresso store. Have you ever been to an Nespresso store before?
No. Mm-mm.
So
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Yeah.
Well, I would have gone maybe had I known there was one.
You would have lost your mind. Okay. I had to go to Beverly Drive in Beverly Hills. This is like... it was like, you know, the she Beverly Hills area. Like you have to go to Beverly Drive and you walk in and it's like this enormous room that's like, looks like the Apple store, but like the Nespresso version. So everything, a lot of browns and tans. And there's like a seating area in the front where people are drinking coffee. And it's got this tall ceiling, like 2-story ceiling. Everyone's in shirt and tie. And someone comes up to me and is like, how may I help you? And I was like, I need to get some like pods for my Nespresso machine. Like, right this way. And they like usher me all the way to the back. And then there's like a man at like a table and he's like, let me show you your selection. He opens up a drawer and they've got them all laid out. Like it was like Louis Vuitton or something. And I was like, oh, I just need some like some pods. And he's like, very well, sir. And they like gave me the special box. And then I was like, can I just go to Target to get these? They're like, yes. I was like, okay, thanks. It was so extra for just those little like things. I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, that really is. An espresso pods. Maybe that's why they have them on the boats. They're considered like the fancy one.
No, that's exactly what it is. It's like it's super over the top.
Like luxurious. Well,
The point of the story is I now am a French press person and I no longer do this Nespresso nonsense.
Oh, the French press. I just could never really figure out the French press. I didn't like it. Really? I mean, yeah, because like to get rid of the stuff, you have to rinse out the thing and then throw all the grounds in the trash. And then there's still some grounds. And then it's like, this can't be good to be putting grounds down the sink, you know?
Well, no, you don't want to put them down the sink. But like, oh, you mean like the extra grounds? Yeah.
Yeah, they build up. Okay, guys, this isn't about coffee. Who gives a shit? Okay, let's move on. So the captain's like... sorry about that. Oh, so she comes back and he's like, I was bullied. He's all upset. And she's like, well, sorry about that. It's terrible what just happened. Okay, it is terrible. The boat tilted. And you know when the boat tilts, you know the things that could happen. A bird could fly into a radiator. You know, a balloon could fall out of the sky and hit a dolphin on the nose. You know, a real dolphin, the cute kind, not the kind that I crash into later this season.
So then Natasha, meanwhile, is cleaning up and she's like,
it's so fucked up. I've been on a boat that fell on its side. So I've got quite a bad PTSD.
I was like, what? Now I was like, actually, this backstory made complete sense with what was going on in the episode. So I was okay with this. So she talks about how she was in a 90-meter yacht that tipped on its side, and we see, like, headlines of, like, 5 injured after incident with Dennis O'Brien. Whoever you are, Dennis O'Brien, fuck you! 40 million euro super yacht. And I was, like, expecting to see Captain Jason from Below Deck Down Under just, like, sitting at the captain, like, just in the little cockpit, just, like, waving to the camera, be like, sorry, it wasn't my fault again.
I know, and then we see Dennis O'Brien just hold my beer, you know, handing it over to Captain Jason. Poor Dennis. Dennis is like, finally, I got rid of the, this black mark on me. And then Below Deck's like, hey, let's show a headline with Dennis O'Brien again. Let's fuck up his life again. We're Emmy nominated. Let's ruin him.
Oh, he's an Irish billionaire businessman. He's the owner and founder of Digicel. So there you go, everyone.
Yeah, he can afford it.
Heads.
Oh, yeah.
So,
all your tippies.
Yeah, so Natasha just talks about, like, how it was chaotic and scary, and people were injured, and it was, like, very, very, very scary, which I fully respect. And then Kyle cuts himself on broken glass.
Yeah, and so does she. She holds up her hand, so we believe her. She's like, I've got a cut! And she holds up her hand. Except Sandy's like, yeah, I'm not going to hug that, okay? But I believe you.
Kyle's like, oh, I've got a cut also, which is crazy, because I just came out of the closet last year.
Yeah, and he does this weird thing where he, like, he sees the other Stews, like, cleaning really hard and picking stuff up, and then you just see his head pop behind a door and then pop back out. He's like, no, I don't want to do that. No. So then the guests are like, oh my god, where's our toys? Where are our toys? Shut up, the boat just almost tipped over, you fucks.
Yeah, and then one of them, he goes, I'm living Saks fantasies with the Walmart reality. I'm like, sir, you may be living a Walmart reality, but actually, you kind of dissed yourself in that one. I really can't. I can't really. I'll say, yeah, sure.
I know. I was like, I'm buying the Walmart reality. He's all leaning back, like, living a Walmart reality. So then Natasha is in the kitchen, and she's just talking to herself while she's cleaning. She's like, hubbly dibbly dibbly, hubbly, tipped over, blah, blah, that was traumatic, blah, blah, blah. And the chef is just trying to see what she's saying. He's, like, listening to her, but not really asking what she's saying. So Jason comes in, and he's like, brah. And she's like, how's it going? Oh, God, I'm a bit shy with the men here. And he goes, excuse me? And she goes, I'm just talking to myself. And he goes, that's okay. I want to listen. I just want to know what's going on in that noodle up there.
Noodle.
It's like, you never heard her call it a noodle before? She's like,
no, but maybe that's because I came from a childhood where I like to take courses all the time. I once took a course on train building, made a little train, came down the hill, poked me right in my eye, almost lost my eye. I'll never forget it.
I once took a course on how to make pasta, my favorite pasta was noodles, so that's why I'm understandably confused about what you're saying.
And then I almost drowned in the water. It has to be a traumatic story, Ben.
Sorry. I was letting you finish it.
How many ways can we make noodles traumatic? So he's like, maybe it's an American thing. She goes, yeah. And the chef is staring crazily at them. Like, they're talking over there. They're talking. No one's talking to me. I'm being bullied. So Natasha gives her story. She gives another story. She's like,
I was in a relationship very long term, 4.5 years. So now I just flirt with people when I want to. That's what I do now, that's my thing.
There's not too much difference between flirting and being myself, to be honest. That's just me. I'm that one bubbly, bright person.
And the chef's like, ugh! He's like chopping his vegetables. Like, I'm so mad about it. So then we see the clip of what he's probably thinking, and it's like,
you want to squirrel?
He's like, yeah. So then we cut back to her, and she's like, yeah, I'm just bubbly. And then it just cuts to his face, like, ugh, I'm so mad.
Yeah. So meanwhile, the toys are still going in the water, and then we cut to Natalia cleaning, and she's like, oh, I've never been patient about anything to do. I was never like, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a vet. People are like patient about saving lives and being doctors, and I don't know how people don't enjoy in cleaning. It's very relaxing. I'm very patient about cleaning. That's my story. Back to you, Chuck. It's like, it's not a newscast, but okay, thank you.
Yeah, Natalia is very like, I'm the wicky one. You know what I enjoy? Cleaning! She's like doing like, what do they call wings in tap dance? Where you're just like throwing your arms in the air in circles and your feet at the same time. It's like, So then Reagan, the wig is outside and she's like, she sees Storm is floating away on the swim platform. Cause I guess you have to store the swim platforms in the back and then get in the water to bring them around again. Is that what's happening?
I think that is the case. Yes.
They need to get rid of this fucking boat. This boat is terrible that you have to do that.
Not only, sorry, I'm trying to close my window because I realized this fountain went on outside. Can you hear the fountain? Is it being distracting?
No.
Okay.
Oh my God, I just peed myself.
No, I don't want people to be like, what is that noise back there? So if you don't hear it, then it's fine. I won't close the window. But if you do hear it, that's what that is. I apologize. I'm just trying to keep windows open, you know, since I am like a festering virus bucket right at the moment.
Yeah, so. That's super nice of you. There's going to be squirrels like limping around next week. Like, oh!
That's not a typical symptom, but okay.
It's so exhausted.
Squirrel COVID.
You see squirrels just falling out of trees. Like, can't hold on to branch.
Michelle Branch, that is. Time to give away the CD.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Reagan is bossing around. I think she's bossing around Storm, and he's like on one naughty boy. She's on another, and he's like floating away. And she's like,
"Okay, all right, chuck the line. Chuck the line now. Chuck it over here. Chuck it. Come on, chuck the line now."
And so, he throws the lines so that way she can pull him back in, and it like lands just short of her, and she like makes no effort. She could like jump in the water. She could put her hand out. She just goes, no.
It was like a foot. It was like 2 feet away from her. I'm like, make some kind of fucking effort. You're terrible. Floating away. And so he floats further away. She goes, try it again. I'm like, he's a mile away now.
And Billy's like, we're just ready to be in the water. And Captain Gay is like, someone rescue him.
Yeah, and Billy goes, that seems like a malfunction in the delay of our enjoyment. Shut up. Who talks like that? What are you, Shep? Stop talking like that. So then someone says something and he goes, yeah, Reagan, she's winning all the awards.
So then Reagan has Jason come over and jump in the water to get Storm, even though Reagan's right there and could have done this. Like, oh, jumping there, get him, can you do that, get him? And Jason jumps in the water like a dog. Like, you know the way dogs jump in the water, just sort of like full of enthusiasm, but kind of floppy. That's how Jason jumps in. And the gays love it. They're like, yes, yes, hot guy in the water.
And Z is like, yeah, I think I was spoiled by Malia. I'm not really sure if this house is supposed to work or not, so I'm just going to stay quiet. And someone online, I was reading a comment online, and they were saying they think that this is a big setup, that Malia just couldn't come in time, so that they got this girl who they know is an idiot and is going to get fired, and then they're going to bring Malia back mid-season.
Wow. That's a good theory.
Yeah, it's a pretty good theory, right? Hope it's not correct.
Yeah. I like Reagan being this disaster. I think it's hilarious. So, by the way, the guests have been waiting an hour and 25 minutes for their toys, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So Reagan's like, I'm just very frustrated. I want to have a system to do this better. And Z is like, yeah, usually what we would have done is would have put that thing out and then put this thing in the middle and push it out.
She goes, yeah, I know, Z. Yeah.
He's like, all right.
Yeah, except that Storm is now in, like, Nicaragua. You know, he's, like, gone. So then we go into Natasha and the chef, and she's like,
what time did you wake up today? You're the quietest room ever. You can share with Kyle if you'd like.
And he's like, you want me to share with Kyle so that you can share with Jace?
She's like, no, I love me Rumi. Oh, look at you, Rumi. Don't lose it. Don't lose it. Keep it together.
We've got good bants. We've got good bants when he's actually awake.
And then we see some of their good banter, and it's a flashback of, like,
you're going to literally like it when I'm naked.
Are you naked?
Now that's what I call bants.
So then Storm goes into the laundry to flirt with Natalia, and he's like, I have gifts for you. Wish it was nicer. And she's like,
is it shit? Is it more shit to do? Walking me, I'm walking Natalia.
And then Kyle comes in and goes, oh, you guys done talking shit about the rest of us working our asses off. And then Ty's like, yeah, we were actually trying to flirt without ya, huh? And so, and then Storm's like, yeah, why'd you get Crash? We could have joined. You could have joined us, and we could have joined with you in the trifecta and everything. Hey, were you guys having a threesome? Can I be in the middle? I'm like, you guys are going to hate each other in a week. I guarantee. Enjoy this moment now while you're all laughing.
Right. So then the captain is talking to the deck crew, and she's like, you guys have to organize. Now, when we get our slide in, we have to have a place to put it. So I need something organized down there, because right now it's not organized. Eventually, you're going to have to take that slide from the back of the boat, put it in the water somehow, swim it to this side of the boat, and get it up. So where's the organization here? You know, if you don't organize the slide properly, helicopters can be pulled down from the sky and crash into actual living dolphins. So
again, different from the other dolphin that I will be crashing into later this season.
I don't want the dolphins. I don't want the dolphin groups after me. Okay, calm down, dolphin groups.
So Natasha, meanwhile, Natasha's, I don't know, more cleaning, and she's like,
my management staff's very trusting. I will try to go back where I can and check things, but luckily I've got such a great team that I trust them 110%. Ah, I took courses as a child, and I almost drowned.
So clean, 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 clean. So Regan and Z. So Regan's like,
well, I haven't been able to organize to do something about nothing because Storm was supposed to rest, but then you're supposed to rest. So I don't really know who's going to rest now, but you should probably rest, right?
And he's like, yeah, I don't really know what her management style is. I think I put Malia on a pedestal because I'm not really sure what's going on. She's like, all right, you're on break. You're off break. All right, you're back on break. You're off it again. Go on break. What are you doing here?
And then Z bops his face. See, I told you it could happen. You got to be careful. But I really like that because that's like, I forgot that was like his thing last season of him getting hurt every episode. So then Reagan's
well, this one is bad because it's the guest. It's the guy who's like, I've got Walmart reality. He's the one toweling off, and then he hits Z in the face. And this is how he says he's sorry. He goes, sorry.
I know. I was like, what a dick. What a dick.
Yeah. I'm sorry that someone ran into your hand.
So then Reagan starts explaining some of her method. She's like,
well, when you're doing a schedule for your deckies, you need to know who's capable of doing what. And I've always planned my schedules on my previous part. So obviously you figure out who's got the weaknesses and what areas and what to write the schedule down. And yesterday we had deckhands. Now I don't have deckhands, but we now got to know who's capable of what. And I got short hair.
It's not central casting, okay? It's a cleaning schedule, for fuck's sake. So then the guests are like, where are we going? Where are we going? And Kyle's like, oh,
yeah, I'm sorry, Kyle's, after.
Yeah. Kyle's like, so where are you going after this? And he's like, we're going to Greece. And Kyle's like, oh, well, I'm so sorry. You have to deal with this gorgeous vacation. How long have you been together? 7 years, is it? I was in one relationship for 12 years. And guess what? Left me for a woman. That's right. You know, did it 2 years ago. Because guess what? I just came out of the closet last year. Girl, can we get some applause for that one? I was like, get him off the boat.
I know. Okay. I was like, I was like, sir, these are not your friends. What are you doing?
Have you ever had a job? What the fuck is this guy doing?
I was like, this is crazy. Why? Because he said he wanted to go to Venice because I'm still searching for love. Why are you telling these people this? Get the martinis. What is happening?
So he tells them to applaud, so they applaud, and he's like, that's the reaction I wanted right there. Thank you. All right, now for the two married God. Now listen, I'm happy for you. Jealous, because I'm alone, but happy. And then he walks off like he's done on the stage, like, you're fired, okay? If I was there, I would have been like, get off the boat, Kyle. You're done.
Yeah, he definitely has, you know, he definitely has the energy of me as a kid trying to hang out with my brother and his friends. So my brother's like 4.5 years older than me. So like when his friends would come over, I'd be like, oh, hi, you know.
I wish I was friends with your brother so I could have been like, Ben, you're a wonderful, intelligent, hilarious, handsome person. Don't be insecure. Also, you're fired because that was ridiculous. We're trying to play.
Yeah. So, no, it's totally true. I needed to be fired.
I would never fire you, hon, from your friend group.
Well, listen, you know, when the little gay brother comes in trying to sing Joseph theme songs, you know, it's like, okay, go back to your room. So,
yeah. Well, so I mean, yeah, it is kind of projecting, isn't it? Because, you know, that was me too.
So then Storm is like talking to Jason. Jason's like giving orders to Jason. I'm sorry. Storm's giving Jason orders about like putting away jet skis and stuff. He's like, put up the bridge and come back here as quickly as possible. And Sandy's watching. She's like, he's impressive. Wow. God, you got to keep impressive people around because if you don't, you know, an eagle may crash into a seagull and they fall onto your head and then you're blinded because they're in your head and crash the boat. So, God.
Reagan's like, Captain, come down, it's short in the crew mess, over. And she's like, okay, well, I'm being summoned to a crew mess, so that's fun. Okay, what do you need there, Wig? And she's like, okay, so I've done anchor watch. Obviously, I said to the guys, if they feel like helping longer, they could go later, but I just wanted you to see it. I've organized it. Where's my parade? I need a parade or something. It was a lot of work. I've gone through 3 road tacos while doing the schedule. She's like, okay, awesome. Please don't ever call me on the radio again and summon me. Great.
Thanks so much. Okay, great. So now some of the stews are setting up balloons on the deck. And then there's like a pink dildo that's around. That's part of, I guess, the decorations or whatever. And Kyle is like, he's making jokes. He's like, he puts it into his like pants to have it stick out. And he's like, oh, I'm going to walk up to the guests wearing the dildo. I think the gays are going to appreciate it. And I know this because I came out of the closet last year. Don't know if you heard. And I want these guests to leave with a memory, a long, veiny, girthy, pink, vibrating memory. I'm like, sir, if you serve those guests with that dildo, oh, he's doing it. He's doing it.
He's like, what's your point to multiply? I need to know what multi is. I've got a penis there. Can you see it? It's a penis. They're like, oh, ha, ha, ha.
They're like, ha. They're like, we know he's out of the... We understand because he's freshly gay that this is amazing to him, but... Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. This is where Natasha's whole,
oh, well, I barely know what's going on, but I'll just trust everybody to be professional.
It's like, no, you can't just trust everybody to be professional. You should know that he's doing this shit, you know? Because she never notices it the whole time.
Yeah, I don't think this is great. I just think it's also just cringe, too. You know, like, even if he weren't someone who was, like serving me, I'd be like, Why is anyone doing this?
So then we go to Espresso Martinez. And so Z has just gotten off, but now he has to go work for the interior, right? Which sucks. So he goes to work with them. And then Reagan is... okay, so Reagan gets Jason, and she's,
all right, here's what I need from you. I've had an exhausting day of making a schedule. So here's what you need to do. Jump in the water right now and get that. And he goes, but why? She goes, no, I don't want you to jump in the water. I want you to jump on the platform in the water. And he goes, yeah, but, like, I need you to tell me why, because there's, like, anchors there. So, like, I have to understand what you want from me so I could do it right. Jumping it on it. What am I getting wrong here, right? At 1 p.m. or 2 p.m. Really, whichever's easier.
And he's just like so mad at her because like right before this, he has a conversation with her where he's trying to figure out the schedule, and he's like, "Can you explain this to me?" She goes,
"That's right. Okay, so tonight it's 11. You're off at 11, then you're like off at 5 to 7, then you're back up in bed at 9."
And he's like, "Okay, but this sort of looks like a math problem. It doesn't have a solution."
"Well, it's 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. and one,"
and he's like, "1 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Yeah, 1, 2 afternoon.
So that's tomorrow.
1, 2 afternoon. Tomorrow, yesterday." 3, 4, 6, 7,
and
9,
he takes
1.
A pencil and he's like, I'm like from finance, so I know how to use Google Sheets. So this is crazy. And then we see him just like marking through it and trying to figure it out to make it make sense. And she's sitting there eating, you know, a taco or yeah. whatever. I'm like,
nailed it. Now jump in and on the boat. Come on, in and on the dock right now.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then the chef is stressing out, and he's in his room changing, and Natasha has to take a shower. So she's like,
"You're right then.
She's always checking to see if he's all right, which yeah. leads us to believe like he's crazy and has emotional breakdowns, right? So yeah. she's like, "You're right now." And he says, "Well, I just don't like even have time to do anything because I'm so worried about tonight's dinner because it has to make up for last night's dinner. I'm just going all out." You're cutting fucking fish for sushi.
I know. But then we find out what's really going on because he goes, "Today was supposed to be making up for yesterday, and I get super anxious, so I'm constantly battling myself. I grew up in West Sussex. We were in a rough neighborhood, as in, like, cars on fire neighborhood, and I was always the boy who got bullied. So it gives me a drive and the courage to keep fighting with everything in my life, as evidenced by me slicing this salmon."
It's the reason that me slicing this salmon is not starting a car on fire.
I was like, wow, what a story. Wow, that's good.
Oh no, I monologued too much and I've shaped the sashimi like a car fire.
I know. I thought it was funny that his whole bullying thing led to, wow, you're cutting salmon into tiny squares that don't really look right.
Oh, I just get so anxious. I get anxious when I'm behind making sushi because I grew up in a neighborhood with car fires.
Now I only have things you can make without fire when I'm feeling stressful. Like, all right, that's a stretch, but enjoy the effort. So now everybody is getting ready for dinner, and Natasha and the chef are hitting each other with bags of rice. You know, it's a weird yeah. kind of flirting. And she's like, "Oh, that was actually quite a joke hit." And Kyle's just watching like, "Oh my God, must be nice. Am I right? Dick in the face, dick in the face. I've just hit my dick in the face."
"Hold on 1 second. I'm going to go into the walk-in. And I've walked out because I just came out of the closet last year." So now Natalia is talking to Z about where he was before this. And Z is like, "Well, yeah, you know, I live in Cape Town. I was back home in Cape Town." And she goes, "Oh, you know, I'm from Australia. Are we close to each other? Oh, I don't know geography." Wacky. Wacky.
So the guests love the table setup. Like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then we get all the sushi served. And the chef's
No, you didn't skip anything. But Billy comes to the table with a crown on. This wasn't a birthday. It was an anniversary, right?
Yeah. I think.
Or because wedding. They said it was happy anniversary. I don't know if it was an anniversary/birthday. Because if it was an anniversary/birthday, I'm like, okay, I understand the obnoxious crown. But if it's an anniversary, the crown really bothers me. Because now you're basically saying, like, because we're celebrating our love together for this many years, and, like, therefore I am crowned because of it. Like, it really, like, it doesn't make sense why there's a crown.
Well, I thought it made sense because if you look at the crown, it's the Jughead crown from Archie. So I was like, oh, they all hate him. You know, they gave him the black Archie crown or Jughead crown.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm not as well versed in Archie.
Hey, listen, my dad loved it. What can I tell you? So they love it. And the chef's like, wow, there was a lot of pressure leading up to this one. God, I'm from a town where they used to roll trash cans down the street to try and hit puppies. So this is difficult.
Yeah, and now Billy is trying to compensate because someone probably told him, like, Billy, you were being awful yesterday. So he's like, get out of here with how delicious this is. What do you say, Captain Gay?
Love it.
Yes. Because Captain Gay is just going to say whatever Billy says.
Yeah, and his husband's like, well, I mean, I liked the steak last night. And he goes, well, I mean, fine, but the meal wasn't consistent. But this is great. He's like, God, you just can't have one moment.
And then Dave served Tom Kha Gai soup, which is a Thai soup, which coincidentally I actually had last night by accident. I ordered the wrong soup. I guess the show got into my head. But I mean, I'm just, you know, like it's sushi, but then a Thai soup. I don't know. Like, what about...
It wasn't consistent. You're Billy.
No, I'm just saying, like, it doesn't totally make sense.
Well, maybe the show's just trying to remind us of Tom, to remind us, like, don't worry, this guy's going to go off his rocker, like that guy.
How could you put the potatoes like this? How dare I throw these potatoes away? Potatoes deserve goddamn respect.
It's going in the bin. Oh, no, that's not a cucumber. So now Storm and Regan are chatting, and Storm's like, so, were you a boost on your last boat? And she goes, oh, I've always been an officer. And he's like, really? He's like, yeah. Well, you know, I had two men short and all the equipment just came out and we helped the engineer out a lot. He's like, oh, okay. Well, it wasn't what I asked, but cool. Cool.
And then she's like, yes. You know, I'm very disappointed I couldn't get my stuff together, but I've done every job on a boat and I know for a fact I'm capable of my job and I know what I'm doing, but I'm just one person and I can only smoke so many cigarettes at one time while other people work. You know what I'm saying?
Do you know how hard it is to smoke in three places at once? I can't be everywhere at once, okay?
So then back at the table, Billy says something. I didn't understand. Billy, so why do I need to mention it? But he says something like, your something is pink and twink? Fuck? What is that?
I didn't hear. I don't know, but he at some point makes a Steel Magnolia reference.
Which I should know. You know, I'm trying. This is the 1 minute I was with Billy for a second here.
I know. I thought about that for you.
Because Kyle's there, and Billy's like, you don't get that? It's a Steel Magnolias reference. Have you ever seen Steel Magnolias? He's like, no, not a bit. He's like, oh, my God. And I was like, okay, I get it. But then he's like, we have to go through catalog of gay important movies. Chi Wong Fu, I'm a Cheerleader. I was like, what? I went to a different gay college.
Like, I've always heard Chi Wong Fu is a terrible movie, so I'm like,
that's like for straight people. That's for straight people to be like, look, gay people are funny, right? Right, Mom?
I've actually, the only one on the list that I'd seen was Mommy Dearest. I know, but I'm a Cheerleader is a thing, but like, I don't know. For me, my gay things are like Soap Dish and Big Business. It's more or less those two. And then I'm like, I'm set. I don't need anything more than that.
Yeah. Well, done. It's like the community college of gay colleges. Like, I'm done. Okay, I've got the basics done.
I've missed out on a lot of gay culture. But to be fair, I've also missed out on a lot of movie culture. Like, I've never seen Rocky. I've never seen...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, like...
I just watched Godfather 1 and 2 because I want to see that new show. Well, it's not new anymore, but that new-ish show about the making of The Godfather. And I was like, you know, this is a part of culture I kind of missed. Because all my cousins were like, yeah, The Godfather. They still quote it to each other at family reunions. And they're like, they look at me like, God, have fun with the Soap Dish, idiot. And so I finally watched it. And I felt so cultured. So I have no gay culture, but I don't have any culture at all. Basically, I'm a culture-free person.
I feel like, did we talk about Godfather? I know we talked about Godfather at one point because I only watched Godfather 2 for the first time like a year and a half ago. But I have to say, The Godfather, like, it lives up to the hype. I think it's a great movie. I saw that, like, you know, I was not raised on that movie, but I saw it and I was like, this movie kind of blew me away. So there you go, guys, in case you haven't heard, Godfather's a great movie.
Thanks for coming to watch it, Crappins. We suggest The Godfather. Okay.
I don't know if you've heard about this movie. It's kind of like it's kind of rando. Didn't get a lot of attention. It's called The Godfather.
Well, my thought watching it was, wow, that Marlon Brando, what a talent. Who knew?
Oranges, right?
Wow. He is so talented. And Al Pacino and then Robert De Niro. I was like, oh my God, Robert De Niro was so hot. And also just what a talent. God, I hope he makes it one day. He's got something.
Well, And how about Miss Diane Keaton? Excuse me.
She was mostly wasted, I think. I feel like the women in that movie, they're like, okay, here's your job. You're married to one of the guys. That's it. We'll have a crying scene for you later. They're like, okay, great. Yeah. Well, I am Diane Keaton. So great.
But she gets the last shot, though, which is
don't tell. Yeah. Because, you know, don't spoil The Godfather. It hasn't been out long enough.
Well, it's, you know, she gets that last shot when an eagle falls out of the sky and bops her on the head because the stabilizers went out. You got to be careful, Diane Keaton.
The tilted Godfather. Speaking of tilting boats, the chef made a lopsided cake. What the hell was this cake? Okay, shame on
you. It was lopsided.
How did Billy not say something? Like, listen, Billy, you set yourself up as the bitchy gay guy who's going to criticize everything, and you let this cake slide?
Well, no pun intended, because I did notice it was lopsided. I thought maybe it's like intentionally, like sort of like a chic kind of lopsided, but it was not lopsided enough to be actually chic. So then Dave comes out, and I was watching him bring the cake on the cake holder, and I was like, gosh, he's sort of holding that at an angle. You should be careful. And then he like sort of trips, and it cuts to commercial, and it's like, oh my God. And he comes back, and like the cake comes a centimeter from falling off of that pedestal. And I was like, you know what? I wish the cake had fallen off. It would have served him right.
But also smart to still have his gloves on. So, yeah, really glad that we had a whole commercial break to figure out how it happened. Because as the commercials went, I was like, oh, my God, I hope it's okay. I mean, he's going to feel so bullied by that cake if it falls. And then we come back and he saved it.
Yeah. Saved the day. But it doesn't matter how many car fires you put out. There's always another one. It keeps me up at night.
Okay, so Natalia is like, these guests are just so fun. We need to have edible underwear. We need to have masks for them to spank each other in. I'm going to put condoms all over the bed. It's going to be hilarious. Dildos, tons of dildos. You know, the gay people, they love this.
Yeah, and then she's like, you know, I just love being on a team. I'm super excited about it. I love being around people. And the producer's like, so you're an extrovert then? I don't know what that means. Is that a town in South Africa that's possibly close to Sydney?
What a dingbat.
I know.
So she goes into Billy's room, and she has Kyle join her. She puts like a mask on him and sits him in a chair, and they do this like weird, she's feathering his face so that they can walk into this sex scene or whatever. You could just see Billy's face. Billy's like surprisingly going along with this, but I think he wants to murder Kyle.
I think so, but I think he's torn between wanting to murder Kyle / like loving the attention that's being devoted towards him. So he's like, he's sort of stuck between those emotions. But I do feel like he's like, that is extra. And Kyle's like, your every seduction will be tantalized. I'm like, it doesn't even make sense, but that's fine.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I haven't said this before, but you're fired. Okay. This is Ronnie, your captain. You're fired again. You're fired twice in the show.
So Sandy's talking to Storm because he was so impressive earlier. And she's like, you know, it's going to be real tricky going into the marina. Okay, so how good are you at calling distances?
3 meters. 3 meters.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Well, because this marina, basically, it's a wind tunnel, okay? Imagine 10 Branzinos just flapping in the wind. That's what it's like up there, okay? And on top of that, there's a current. An electrical current. Don't touch the water. You'll die. And there's 18 dolphins.
18 meters. 18 meters. Oh, okay. All right, now you're just calling random distances. How are you?
No, okay, you don't have to call long distance. Okay.
1-800-FLOWERS.
Oh, no, that's toll free actually. But listen, there's dolphins and they're placed really close together, which makes it more difficult. Are you calling that Carrot Top phone number from 1999?
You know what? I don't know what happened, but I knew it was long distance, so I just gave Beethoven some money. she's like, you know, it's real hard because it's a hybrid boat and there's a wind tunnel and then, you know, there's a dolphin, but then there's an electrical dolphin. Also, there's a shark. Ever heard of those? Terrifying. Terrifying.
Also, they line up vacuum cleaners right on the pier. I don't know why.
They've taken out the water of the dock and they've replaced it with just thumb pins. Okay?
So it's going to be rough. I just got a voice memo from Norma. They're hosting the 2021 water polo championships in our slip. So you got to get around those people.
Yeah, unfortunately, the polo people have asked that they replace all the water with acid. So that's going to be rough. Don't touch the water.
Okay. Just heard. They're performing Stomp at our slip. Okay.
There's going to be a Godfather screening with all of the extras from the original.
And the subtitles are in Stomp. It'll just be like cymbal, trash can.
Oh, so then Natalia is, wait, Natalia. Yeah. Oh, well, first Natasha. Dang it. When they do things one right after the other, I get confused with my names. So Natasha's like,
the real reason I work on boats is because you're always around people. My house is the party house. I like to keep up nights doing cocktail making. And on boats, I just love to see the guests party. I'm going to do something I learned in a class making these blue drinks again. Hope they're not sick of these, but God, that was a good class. I'm going to finish it off with a little water from water painting. I took that class. It was a good one. Before my hamster died and ruined my childhood.
Oh, the fucking blue drinks. So then the stews, like, while Natasha's serving these obnoxious cocktails, the rest are cleaning up the dinner, and they're throwing flowers off the side of the boat, and Natalia's like,
you gotta make a wish. I wish for a boyfriend, either from Australia, where I'm from, or someplace nearby, like Denmark.
And Kyle's like, hey, that was my wish. And she tells us,
well, I don't want to share a guy. You know, I just don't want to share my life with a guy. That's why I don't have a guy. Because, you know, I could have a guy. I'm a wacky person. Everybody loves me. But I just want to see him once a week when he cleans up. Boring. I bring a lot to the table. So if they can't handle that, then forget them.
Yeah, I would never live with a guy unless he had his own bedroom where he can mess up his own bathroom and stuff, and then, you know, that can get cleaned once a week. But I do also love cleaning, but I don't want to be with a messy person. Huh, I'm an enigma.
So then she's talking with Storm about, I wrote wacky room stuff.
About That's the her- Kyle stuff. She's like, she was telling it like, it was so funny. He was there, and I put a night mask on him, and I was tickling him with a feather, and he said, your seductions will be tantalized. And then we laughed, and it was hilarious. And Storm is like, Natalia's really gorgeous. She has great energy, and horses, they're my kryptonite. And I actually had an Australian girl's name put on my leg, but now there's a big panther's face on it, which is unfortunate because her name was actually Panther. So it sort of was a lateral move.
And then Chef and Natasha are going to bed, and she's like, I'll take a hug then. And he's like, all right, I'll hug you. So she, like, gets up onto his bunk to hug him, and she goes, did you just need... I think she thinks that we can't hear her, because I'm not really sure what she's doing, but she's like, did you just need a hug? You'll be fine. Do not break. Be strong. Be strong.
By the way, I don't believe at all that this girl had the party house. There's nothing about this girl that feels like a party girl, but whatever.
Well, they show pictures of her in the party house, but it's just pictures of her being drunk in her house.
Alone.
Yeah.
Is she like the star of Ghosts on CBS? She's like, I party with all the ghosts.
Okay, so we go to bedtime, final day of charter, and the captain's like, wow, well, here's how anchors work. It's a thing that comes out of the boat. It's like a big U, but like with a stick through it, if a U was a T, but bent. And then it goes down into the water, and this is how it sounds. Bong, 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 bong. And then wind comes from. I'm like, Captain, we've watched this show for 7 years. We get it.
And then there's an issue. Reagan and Natalia are sharing a bunk or sharing a room, and their door gets jammed. So we see like Natalia trying to like pull it open, and she's like, she turns to Reagan and she's like, "Hi, did you lock the door last night?" Reagan's like, "Not it." But it's also funny to think that like if she had locked the door, like locked them in, that she wouldn't like that Natalia would just keep tugging instead of trying to unlock it, you know?
Oh, God. Well, it's funny because they can't open a door, and the captain's, this is juxtaposed with the captain talking about how difficult this is and how much concentration it takes. And they're like, how do you open the door? So now we get drama music, and she's like, it's the first act, and it's a new marina. I don't want a bass to come out of the water and hit somebody on the head, and then you never know, a twister could fall. And they're playing, like, the music from Halloween, playing horror music, like, ding, 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 piano tinkles. And then she's like, okay, well done, team. That was great.
Yeah, they get it in there. And then one of the gays goes, they need a valet that'll bring these boats in. I'm like, yeah, the valet is Captain Sandy. That's the person doing it. So
literally the person hired to drive.
Yeah. So I'm just like so mean. I'm not mean, but I'm just like, anything you say, I'm going to come down on, okay? So then all the crew get into your whites and they all line up. And now it's time for everyone to say goodbye to the crew. And then this asshole Billy goes, Chef, you're incredible. I've never had better food in my whole life. I'm like, no, you actually complained literally and sent back the food like 3 times on the first day.
Yeah. He's like, but deck crew, guys, you just didn't feel connected. And I mean, it took some time to get the toys out, you know, after the boat tipped over. That was crazy to wait so long. Okay, bon voyage, losers.
Bye.
But he actually tipped really well. He took $27,000.
Yeah, he's one of those people who's like, I will treat you terribly, but then you can't make fun of me because I'm going to tip really well.
Yeah. So he tipped really well, and the captain, they sit down for tip meeting, and she's like,
shitty ass salon. I hate it.
Yeah, it's not great. And she's like, I just want to say congrats, you know, because the boat malfunctioned, but we pulled that off. And, you know, the interior carried us, okay? And Chef, you're amazing, okay? Minus that cinnamon stick. So, okay, now on deck, we definitely have some training to do there. Am I right? Can someone train Storm how to use a razor? Because I can't stop thinking he's trying to win Mario Kart at this point. Someone?
Anyone, really, please. So they get their tip, which is like $2,400 per person. And now it's time to cleaning. Cleaning, 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 cleaning. And Z's like, hey, Storm, you smell like up dog, bro. And he's like, I smell, yes, like up dog. What's up, dog?
I don't know what any of that was. So then... Wait,
do you not get the joke?
No.
What's up, dog? What's up, dog?
But why does he say you smell like up dog? Oh, what's
because
up, dog?
Then Storm says, what's up,
that's,
dog?
Come on, guys, come on. Wow. And I love a dad joke. Can't believe I missed that. So okay. Chef and Natasha see each other in the hall, and she's like, are you all right? Oh, my God, what has been happening with the chef?
I know. So now they get dressed to go out. Kyle is wearing, like, sateen sheets from, like, linens and things. And then Jason is wearing a blouse, an actual blouse. And then Reagan is, like, doubling down on witness protection sort of vibe. She's in, like, a little white dress with her wig. So definitely giving sort of, like, I'm here to assassinate someone, and then you'll never see me again.
And she's like, look at me getting ready. I love to go out, just get ready. You know, look, that crazy side comes from my mom, because when I turned 18, we decided to get drunk together. You know, so some nights she gets so drunk, I have to carry her home. And then some nights I get so drunk, she has to carry me home. It's supposed to be a happy story, but it's turning into quite a drama, isn't it? Like, is this supposed to be good? That sounds terrible.
I know. I was like, this does not give me a lot of confidence in your professionalism. So then,
or your mom's. Hey, bring your mom on here so I can fire her too.
Yeah. So then in one van, it's Kyle and the ladies, and they're playing Never Have I Ever. So Kyle's like, never have I ever, at least since I came out last year, banged 2 crew members of the same boat. And they're like, and Natasha's like,
well, I joined the last boat with my ex, and then I ended up with another guy in the end. I'm not naming names, but I will say that one of the names does rhyme with Dave. Oh!
I'll tell you this much, he was bullied. Okay, it's the only hint I'm giving.
We took the course together.
In the other car, the guy's like, hey, are you with Natasha? And he's like, no, who? Who? Natasha? Like, yeah, are you with her? He's like, nope. Not at all. Nope, just known her 5 weeks. We knew each other on a charter. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's acting like he's on the stand, you know?
Just I know.
Say, no, who cares?
Yeah. So then they go to a restaurant, and Kyle says, this is so random. Kyle turns to Storm, and he's like, so, since you joined the boat, and then Natalia goes, yes, since you joined the boat, I've actually been really upset. He goes, I didn't finish my sentence. She always steals my thunder. And I love, I was like, is this a thing? Does Natalia steal other people's sentences?
Yeah, she's annoying as hell, for sure.
Yeah.
And Storm is like, God, I just get lost in her goddamn eyes. I got a thing for Aussies, man. And then she's like, oh, yeah, you got a thing for Aussies? What about Aussies who tap dance in the middle of the night and don't remember the next morning? Yeah. So they've got, like, that crazy energy. And she tells us, yes, Storm's got this rugged, pirate, homeless, hot look to him. I'm into it. But his mustache's got to go. It's got to go.
And so Natalia's like, they cheers, and Natalia's talking about how everyone looks, and she's like, you know what I like? I like that Reagan. She sort of has that Kim Impossible Spy Girl vibe. I'm like, girl, it's Kim Possible, right? Not Kim Impossible. Because why do you say the impossible part? The whole part is that it's supposed to be Kim Possible. That's the wordplay there, Natalia.
Well, maybe her original name is Kim M. You never know.
Well, now I'm looking it up because it's Kim Possible, not Kim Impossible. You got it all wrong, Regan.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. Everyone's got a different vibe. Scattered, Peter Pan, hippie, lived in Bali for a week, got a man bum vibe going on there, Jason. Kim Impossible, Spargirl, Catwoman, Veronica. And they're like, okay, well, then what's your vibe? She goes, oh, I love it. Someone tell me my vibe. And Regan's like, I don't know, like, Girl, space, Spice Girl vibes. It's like, you can't just repeat what she just said.
Yeah. Come on. So Reagan and Natasha go off to the bathroom, and then Natalia is talking to Dave, and she's like, "We think that you're in a couple." And Dave's like, "Well, if we were in a couple, we'd be in a couple." And I say this as someone who was raised in a neighborhood where there were car fires.
Yeah, but you're in a cabin together and you work together, and we think you are. We think you are, right, guys? We think you are. He's like, you're wrong. You're wrong. Are you sure I'm not lying? Because you're crying. It rhymes, isn't it? I'm not Shakespeare. That's my vibe. You're sure you're not lying, crying? Crying, lying. Thou doth protest in Cat Town or whatever.
Flying, that's another rhyme, huh? So then Reagan and Natasha are walking to the bathrooms, and Reagan's like, so, Stormy seems most experienced. And Natasha's like, in what? And she's like, yachting. I was like, wait, what? Storm was like the most capable person we saw today.
Yeah, isn't that what she was saying?
Oh, was she being sarcastic?
Oh, no, I thought she was saying, like, yeah, he's the most experienced, right?
No, she said, so Storm isn't the most experienced.
Oh, I thought she was saying he is the most experienced. Wow, what an asshole.
Now I don't remember. Now I'm like, maybe she said is.
Well, I feel like you get it right more than me. I get them wrong all the time.
I don't know.
I barely listen. And this one, I was like, why am I still typing? So then back at the table, Natalia's like, oh, my God, get together. He's like, well, if I want, he's like, all right. Listen, I want it to happen, but it hasn't happened. And he's all sad. So the producer's like, well, at first you claimed you're just friends. What are you not telling us? And he's like, oh, my God, scratching my head. Oh, no, no, I can't talk about it. I can't do it. Oh, I can't do it. Fuck it. On my last boat, we had this connection. And that's when we got together. And then Tasha asked me to keep it secret because she was still with her boyfriend. But then they broke up, but then they weren't getting on. But now I'm struggling to keep it secret because it's really difficult. Oh, my God. Shut up. How old are you? How old are you? And this was already a storyline with Malia and Adam. I don't need this again.
Yeah, no one. This is, yeah, this is literally a secret that no one cares about. So now Natasha and Reagan are back, and Natalia's like, I think that there's genuine feelings for you, flying, crying, whining, am I right, Shakespeare? Have you heard of him?
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art my French fries, am I right?
All the world's a stage. All the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances. And on top of that, some of them live really close near to each other, like people in Sydney and people in Toronto.
Boils, boils, bubbles and boils. All right, just finish it. I don't really know much Shakespeare.
So Natasha comes back and, yeah, she's like, there's genuine feelings. And Natasha's like, what's he doing?
I made it clear. I don't want anyone to know.
It's only a matter of time before he tells everybody that we hooked up during a course from my childhood.
So ridiculous. Really? Yeah. No one could tell when you were like,
I'll sleep with him.
And are like hugging him and slinking around him all day long.
Yeah. And he's bringing you coffee in the morning. Come on.
Yeah, seriously.
So that is Below Deck Mediterranean. Thanks so much for being here with us, guys. Don't forget, Take a Seat. That's our live show on Monday nights on Spotify Live. Get the app, 7 p.m. Pacific time. And we will be starting our Game of Thrones podcast end of August. And otherwise, go over to get our bonus episodes and videos. We do 2 video recaps a week over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kissarino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors. Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lane. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.